Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, this is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe. We've been talking about Paul Skeens, and I'm one of those people that when it comes to looking up numbers and stats and finding context of what I can find, I'm a frequenter of baseball reference when I'm looking for numbers, especially numbers over a certain period of time. If I'm looking at game logs, if I'm looking at splits, I'm going to Baseball Reference because they have pretty much everything. Now, Baseball Reference had a tweet that went out today, I believe. It went out this morning. There are three players in Baseball Reference's database to have multiple games with 6-plus innings and 0 hits allowed before age 23. Paul Skeens is the only one to do it in the last 100 years. The other two guys pitched in the early 20th century. Johnny Lush, who pitched from 1906 to 1908, he did it twice. And then Jim Scott, who pitched in 1910, he did it twice. Those are the only three. Like, it's three guys to do it ever and one to do it in 100 years. That's what Paul Skeens did yesterday. But the discussion right now, as it stands, do you bring Paul Skeens back in for the eighth inning? 412-928-9370. We got Jerry on the line. Jerry, you're on the Fan.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Jerry.
I think it was a tough decision for Shelton, but I think he made the right decision because he didn't have a lot of leeway. You know, if it had been a 4-run lead, probably no question he'd have sent him back out there.
That's fair. One run game. That's fair. It's a good point.
But I think the biggest decision came three batters later. Whenever Colin Holderman had the bases loaded, and Sheldon had to decide whether to leave him in there or to make a change. And he made a right decision by leaving him in there.
Now, let me counter your point with another question, Jerry. Wouldn't an equally as good decision have been to keep Skeens in and have Holderman ready to go?
Well, it might have been, but anytime you get a man on base, he's a possible run.
I totally agree. And Jerry, thank you for the call. And Jerry brings up a good point. And Austin and I talked about this at the top of the show. One run game, you know, one swing can change everything. We know this. But my counterpoint to that is Holderman put the first two batters he saw, both got on base. So the tying and go-ahead runs were on base two batters in after they pulled Skeens. So it's one of those, like, you can call it a 50-50 shot if you want to. You can call it live by the sword, die by the sword if you want to. But the truth of the matter is, Paul Skeens going into that eighth inning was on a run we haven't seen much from a pitcher this season, much less in the past couple years, as far as shutting the guys down that he shut down, Austin.
Well, that's the thing. I trust the guy that hasn't allowed a hit that's probably the best pitcher in baseball and might start the All-Star game over any reliever that's going to come in, even though Colin Holderman's been fantastic this year.
Yes.
Couple blips on the radar in the last week or so. But, I mean, if Skeens gives up a home run, he gives up a home run. Balls weren't even reaching the outfield against him.
And once again, six pitches the previous inning, and everything that was hit in the previous inning was on the ground. So it's kind of hard for – and I understand. I understand Jerry's point wholeheartedly. And when you're in that position, it is damned if you do, damned if you don't. But in that particular case, I'd rather be damned if I do by leaving him in. Because once again, you're keeping your best guy in the position to do what he's been doing for the entirety of the game leading up to that point. Nick and Dormont, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Nick?
So, how I look at it is guys around the league are getting hurt anyway on these pitch counts, right? So I just think, like, some guys have it and some guys don't. So, like, if Skeens is going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt anyway eventually. Mm. So I don't know. But I think they should have left him in. Especially because the last inning he only had like seven pitches.
Yeah, he threw six pitches. Six pitches the previous inning.
Just let him go back in.
Yeah, Nick, thanks for the call. Nick kind of echoes what I said earlier. You know, I mean, he said that some guys have it, some guys don't. I look at it as no two pitchers are the same. You know, you're one guy who might be able to throw 105, 110 over eight and nine innings and be fine, may not be the same as the guy who throws 85 and 7 and probably needs to come out. Like, they're no two pitchers are the same. I don't want to use the whole they're like snowflakes and thumbprints theme, but it's kind of a true statement. But it does come back to the point of who are you dealing with? If we're talking about Luis Ortiz, maybe I don't feel the same way. If we're talking about Bailey Falter, maybe I don't feel the same way. Even if we're talking about Mitch Keller, it's an argument that can go 50-50 for me. We're talking about Paul Skeens here. He's a different animal. He's a different cat, different circumstances. And once again, you're in a game where you got your best guy on the mound. Go down with your best guy. Dave in Bellevue, you're on the Fan. You there, Dave?
Yeah, I had to take you off the speaker. My take on that whole Paul Skeens thing was basically they're acting like this game meant everything in the world, as in the, we got to get this win. It's against the Brewers. It's an interdivisional game. And at the same time, they also, on days like, a Sunday schedule comes out when we're playing someone interdivisional, that he puts up some lousy lineup where it almost looks like they don't care if they win or lose. And it's almost like we pick and choose as an organization the show we're trying to win at all costs. But at the same token, the last time I remember a game that we actually had a chance for our starting pitcher, not that split extra inning no hitter,
right?
But was Drabek.
Yeah.
And it was I walked into a bar to meet my buddies, and after I got work, shower, whatever, get there, I walk in just so he could give up the hit, and they all blame me for entering a bar unknowingly, not even knowing that there's no hitters even going on. And they're all, thanks a lot. I'm like, what the hell did I do?
Fantastic. Dave, I got to let you go, but thank you for the call because we're up against it. That was amazing. I have a similar story to that, but it involves the Penguins and a Stanley Cup run and me being in the bathroom, but we're not going to get into that now. But that is epic. And Dave brings up a good point too. We try to assign some kind of unqualified weight on certain games. Oh, well, this one matters because it's a division opponent, but you can win the series with this one and you don't put the lineup out that you need to win. I kind of set Sunday games aside. Jim Leland had Sunday lineups. A lot of managers had Sunday lineups. I know people don't like to hear that because it's kind of an old school thing, but it's a thing that's been around for a while. So I do set Sunday games to the side, but I do feel like when you have a chance to win a series and it's a divisional opponent, or it's even an opponent in your same league, if it's an NL opponent, because divisional race, wild card race, it still applies. It all still plays. I still feel like you put your best foot forward. And I felt like that was a game yesterday where you want to get that series win. You want to get that one up on a division opponent. You want to try to whittle down that deficit in the division. Or more importantly, you want to whittle down that deficit in the wild card spot. That game is as important as any you're going to run into over the course of the season. So winning that game, I think, becomes really, really critical. But it just so happens you go into that game with your best guy on the mound. So you got a game that you know you want to win, and you got your best guy. It just feels like some things are no-brainers when you add them all up.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.